One day a pastor was celebrating Mass, and out of the blue came Satan in the middle of the sanctuary. And people started scurrying and running out, and they were like, let's save ourselves. As soon as everyone was getting out, there was a lady that was totally unmoved. And Satan noticed her. And so he went in front of her and said, boo, lady, aren't you scared? And she said, no. And he said, do you know who I am? She said, yes. And he said, I'm Satan. Aren't you scared of me? And she said, no, because I've been married to your brother for 30 years. Okay, all right. Are you guys ready to receive God's word? Okay, so I mentioned that because we're going to talk about temptation. Now, this is a real story. Now, a few months ago, I was talking to a man who's about in his 60s, and he was telling me, you know, Father Francis, I've been taking my faith seriously. I started going to daily Mass, praying the rosary, and just doing the best that I could to basically follow God's footsteps. And then he said, you know, but I don't understand why I'm still tempted. One day I was at Mass, and just when I'm about to receive communion, an impure thought came to my mind, and I felt so guilty. So here's what I want you to understand. No matter how good of a person that you are, no matter if you try to do what is right, you will never be free from temptation, because temptation will always be there. For the past year, Monsignor Mike and I have been talking to you about spiritual maturity and becoming more Christ-like and making Christ-like decisions. This Sunday, the first Sunday of Lent, I want to talk to you about the fact that temptations are and trials are allowed in your life in order for you to strengthen your spiritual muscles so you can become more Christ-like and make Christ-like decisions. So maybe you're living with a person that's hard to get along with. Maybe it's your spouse, your parents, your children, who knows? And you're tempted to lose your temper. Maybe your business is slowing down and you don't have the money to spend, and you're tempted to continue to spend even if you don't have one, if you don't have money. Or maybe you're in an unhealthy relationship and you just got out of it, and you're tempted to continue to enter this unhealthy relationships. See, these temptations are there for a reason. During this season of Lent, you will be given plenty of opportunities to grow spiritually. And the way you will grow spiritually is through temptations and trials. See, if you're following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, you can't escape temptation. The devil will tempt you. In fact, you should look at it this way. You should see it as a compliment. See, the moment you surrendered your life to God, Satan became your hitman, and he's like, I want your life. If you're not being tempted, that means the devil already has your soul, and he doesn't have to work hard. But if you're being tempted, that means the devil is working so hard to get you. In today's gospel, Jesus was tempted by Satan. And temptation is actually as much an occasion to do what is right as much as it is to do what is wrong. Temptation simply provides for us a choice. So Satan tempts Jesus, and in Mark's gospel is very short, but he actually tempts him with three things: power, domination, and he tempted him with food because he's been fasting for 40 days. But the reason Jesus was able to overcome and defeat Satan was he was completely united to his heavenly Father. Jesus was always praying to his heavenly Father, even though he's the Son of God. And because of that, Satan couldn't defeat him. It said in Mark's gospel that the angels came to Jesus' rescue and Satan disappeared, looking for someone else to devour. See, when we're under pressure, it actually shows God what we are made of. And it also shows God where our heart is. When temptations and trials come in your life, it actually reveals the impurities in your character, your sinful inclinations, and what you're most likely to do. When you think of the story of Saint Peter, Peter was so confident during the time of Jesus, and he told Jesus, I'm going to be with you until the end of time. I'm going to back you up. I'm your best friend, and I'll always be there. Jesus said to him, you are going to deny me, not once, not twice, but three times. And Peter said, oh, no, me? No. I'm your best friend. See, instead of praying to God to resist temptation or to not enter into temptation, Peter relied on his own self. And when that time came, right, when they said, oh, we know you. You know Jesus. Your accent gives it away. He denied him. And God allowed Peter to continue to go through trials and temptations and gave him plenty of opportunities in order to strengthen his spiritual muscle. And Jesus wants to do the same for you. He basically wants you to pass the test. Whatever it is that you're struggling with, right? Whether it's in the area of purity, whether it's your temper, whatever that area is, God wants you to pass the test so you can get to the next level in your spiritual life. You see, the Lenten journey is not just about not eating chocolate or giving up candy or giving up watching television. It's more than that. The Lenten journey is about sowing a seed of radical obedience to God's will. It's basically learning how to pass the test so that we can be strengthened spiritually, so we can become more Christ-like and make Christ-like decisions to build his kingdom on earth. With your family, in your workplace, at the gym, wherever you are, God wants you to pass those tests so that others will come to know him. I think a lot of people struggle with the same things over and over again because they keep thinking of, well, I want you to change my circumstances. Like, I meet parents that are always telling me, I always yell at my children, they're out of control, I can't help it, you know, they just make me mad, or I yell at my spouse, or I do this, and year after year after year is the same struggle. They pray like this, God, if you would change my children, then I'll be better. Or young people say, if you will change my parents, then I could obey you more. But what I've learned in my life is this, God is more interested in changing you than he is in changing your circumstances. Now, don't get me wrong. He might change some circumstances every now and then, but for the most part, he is more interested in changing you. So, for example, if you're struggling with impatience, don't be surprised if you find yourself driving in the freeway and then the traffic is really slow. Or don't be surprised if you're standing at the supermarket and you change lanes and then the cashier is brand new and she's always saying price check, price check, price check. And you're like, really? It's already like 45 minutes later, right? If you're struggling with impurity, don't be surprised when you turn on the television, right? You're tempted, or the internet, you're tempted to look at these images that you're not supposed to. The devil knows your areas of weaknesses. He will use temptation to destroy your soul. God will allow your temptation to strengthen your spiritual muscles. So you might be sitting here thinking to yourself, so Father Francis, how do I resist temptation? This is how Jesus answered it in scriptures. He said, pray that you never enter into temptation. Notice that Jesus never said, pray that you never have temptation. See, this is a misunderstanding. A lot of Christians get bogged down and a lot of Christians get demoralized. As soon as temptation comes, they think, I'm still a bad person. No, temptations came to Jesus, and he's the Son of God. It's how you deal with temptations that will show God what you're really made of and where your heart is. See, a lot of people, I think, fail year after year because they rely on their own strength. What you've got to learn is you've got to learn to pray to God. I know people that say, I'm not going to cuss, I'm not going to cuss, I'm not going to cuss, I'm not going to cuss. Oh, you know, and then they curse. It's not going to work that way. I'm not going to look at the internet. I'm not going to look at the internet. I'm not. Oh, I fell. I looked at it again. I'm not going to lose my temper. Your brain, whatever you say you're not going to do, is going to do it. So what you got to say is this. If you humble yourself and tell God, God, I have a hot temper. So at the beginning of the day, you should say, God, please control my tongue, control my temper, give me a spirit of peace. Take away this evil spirit of anger or hatred or bitterness. Or maybe you could pray something like this. God, I've been addicted to this. I want you to heal my mind. I want you to heal my soul and heal my memories so that I will only be attracted to things that are good for my soul. See, when you pray like that, God hears that and he'll send his holy angels and saints to watch over you. But the key is this. You have to pray ahead of time. You can't wait when you're in the middle of the battle zone in the spiritual warfare, and then you're praying to God, please don't make me do this. Please don't make me do this. By then it's too late. So for example, If you are struggling to lose weight and you've made a commitment to lose weight this Lenten season, don't wait until you're at Costco and you're smelling that hot dog, right? Or don't wait when you're at the mall and you smell the cinnamon rolls and your friends are like, check this out. Because by that time, you're like, I'm going to eat now. I'm going to ask for forgiveness later, right? That's how what happens. What you got to do is before you go to the mall, before you go to Costco, say, God, please give me the discipline. Give me that discipline so I'll be able to resist the temptation of overeating or eating out of control. It's like this man that I heard about. You know, he said, God, thank you for this beautiful day. I haven't cursed anyone. I haven't been rude. I haven't been nasty. I haven't lost my temper. I haven't cheated. I haven't gossiped. But he said, God, I need your help today because I'm about to get out of bed. See? You need to pray ahead of time like this man, because if you don't, it will be too late. Here's the point. When you are looking at those areas in your life, you have to understand at what point you're tempted, what time of the day, who are you with, are you alone, are you with someone else, are you with a group of people. See, every time God allows temptation in your life, He's trying to purify you. The sooner you make the adjustments, the sooner you obey His will, the sooner you overcome those challenges and you'll get to the next level in your life. God doesn't want you to go through the next 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years having the same temptations and trials and struggles all the time. God wants you to grow spiritually. So what I'm saying to you is this. See temptation as an opportunity to strengthen your spiritual muscles. Instead of getting demoralized, instead of telling yourself, why do I have to go through this? Say to yourself, this is only a test. God, send your holy angels and saints that I may pass this test, that I may go on to the next level in my life. God wants to set you free, but you can't do it on your own. If you've had an addiction to something, if you've been attached to people, or if you've entered relationships that are unhealthy, you can't break out of that slavery on your own. You need God, you need other people, and you need the resources that He gives you in order for you to become everything that God created you to be. And if you promise during this Lenten season, starting this Sunday, if your attitude is this, look, this Sunday is a new day. I'm going to promise to not enter into temptation. I'm going to seek God's help every day that are all the rest of my life. I'm going to renew myself. I'm going to be honest with my own weaknesses. I won't put myself in those situations. The problems that have plagued you for the last years will eventually go away. The joy, the peace, and the love that you've been looking for, God will deliver that to you. And if you do your part, it doesn't mean that you will never have temptation, but the trials and tribulations of your life will be an opportunity for you to grow spiritually and to be more loving. And after everything is said and done, if you obey God's will, as hard as it is, you can still be that holy, healthy, and vibrant person that God created you to be. Amen?